You're listening to Audible Agent Radio with Gomez Warren IV and DJ XL.
Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? Bonita Applebaum.
Bonita Applebaum. Applebaum said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita. Hey Bonita, glad to meet ya. For the cunning stunning you miss, I must beseech ya. Hey, being with you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority. Chairman of the board, the chief of affections. You got minds to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip-hop song, you know. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebaum. Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
38, 24, 37. You and me, hun, we're a match made in heaven. I like to kiss you where some brothers won't. Listen, I like to tell you things some brothers don't. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. And if you need them, I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Applebaum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebaum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Just when you thought it was over, we're back in it again, Audible Agent Radio. I usually give you the episode number, but I've actually lost count. I want to say it's episode 8, but it's been a minute.
Yo, it's episode 15, and my mic feels like it's not on. My mic is not right.
Your mic is right, because I hear you loud and clear. So,
you need to turn me up in the headphones or some shit. This shit is real fucked up right now. No, okay, there we go.
You just
there
need
we
to
go.
Hear better, because okay. I really didn't even
fuck
turn the shit up.
Yeah, whatever.
Always got to be the coon that wants his mic turned louder.
Yo, I can't hear myself in my headphones, son.
Exactly. Anyway, so yeah, Audible Agent Radio, we're back. XL, Gomez, Warren, the fourth, the new Jeruz, and our special guest.
Another Jeruz.
DJ Sam French, the god.
Holler.
How do you spell that?
With a C.
Not you. We're talking to him.
Check. I got my mic turned up, Dave.
Look at this guy, the pro.
Check.
Everybody's mics are fucked up.
Mine's perfect.
No, we're good. Here we go. We're living.
Me, 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 me.
Everyone sounds fine. Everyone sounds good. Stop bitching. Just talk.
You sound great.
I know I sound great. I got this, kid. I'm at the controls. So anyway, yeah, man, it's been, what, 3 weeks?
I haven't decided. No, it's longer than that. You haven't even fucking been here.
I haven't been here in about a month and a week, but we actually aired episode 7 while we were on the East Coast, so.
Nobody gives a fuck. It's been a month and a half.
All right, whatever.
Everybody in this room has left the country except for me.
Yes.
And I don't give a fuck.
So, yeah.
Because they don't give black people passports.
I wouldn't either.
Fuck you, too. Introduce yourself. Let everybody know who the fuck you are.
Hi. My name is I'm not telling you my real name. DJ Sam French. I'm based out of New York, from LA, under Gomez Warren IV originally.
Can I pull your card right now? Because you're not getting away with that bullshit. I'm based in New York from...
I'm from LA,
nigga,
and I am based out of New York, out of the heart of Soho, B. The rough streets.
Nigga, please.
The rough streets of Mulberry.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that pass.
Yeah.
All right. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're smoking a clove and ashing into a fishbowl.
I keep it gangster.
It's so scary.
At least it's not a fish in it. I already fried it and ate it. Get your finger out your mouth, nigga. Yeah.
Well, a finger's better in a mouth than where...
Speaking of fingers.
Since we're talking about fingers.
Yeah. Freddy got fingered, huh?
Almost.
You're with this skeevy bitch and she tried to stick it up to you in the first crease?
She...
tried to split it to the white?
She tried to make a move. I've heard, you know, obviously people talk about this shit, and never in my life have I had any interest in it.
Talk about what shit? No pun intended.
God made a sphincter go a certain way for a certain reason. On guys, at least. On guys. And yeah, she just tried to make a move, and yeah, I was not having any of it. I'm very ticklish. No bueno. Fuck you.
Make that move
right now, baby.
She was kind of feeling herself, is what you're saying. She was trying to get Shalimar popping, is what you're trying to say.
Is it all over my face? Right now, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, were you on the West Coast or the East Coast?
When this happened?
Yes.
It happened about 22 hours ago in the gritty streets of Calabasas, Los Angeles.
West Coast. Wow.
West Coast bitches!
Oh no, people don't pull that shit in New York.
Yeah, they fist you. So, what's your name?
Wow.
Nah, I tried to quit the fast one in.
He's stoned. He's not that stoned.
Are you stoned?
Nah.
Yay!
Not B.
That's our friend the air horn making a friendly appearance.
You should drop my gunshot.
Well, I'll save that for when you hop on the decks and start rocking. You can drop all the gunshots.
Yeah, as a matter
of fact, I think I may, in fact, play the gayest music you guys have ever had on your radio show.
No, we did a gay episode, actually.
Here's something interesting that happened. I DJed a birthday party in New York at the Standard, and I got an email from someone who works at the Strategic Group. I don't want to drop names. Forwarded to me that said, this guy hits me and he's looking for a birthday party. He's flamboyantly gay, and I know you like playing that shit. He's like, I heard you play Polycaucus last week. So I'm like, okay.
Polycaucus.
So I'm like, all right, it's all good. So I show up to this birthday. I start playing, blah, blah, blah. He comes up to me. He's like, yeah, let's keep it a little bit Madonna. And I was like, I don't know if you noticed, there are a lot of homosexuals in the room. I'm like, you guys are all fabulously dressed. I may say they were dressed impeccably. So today I was at home watching the watching the Rachel Zoe Project. Pause. And this guy whose birthday it was comes on the screen.
Pause.
Wow.
Yeah. And I didn't. When I DJ'd the birthday party, I had no idea who he was. I just looked at him. I was like, "You are very well dressed, sir." And so I'm watching this show, and I just keep looking at him. I'm like, I know that motherfucker from somewhere. And put two and two together.
Two dicks together.
It's called docking.
I crossed my mental swords and realized that I had met this dude last week. Very nice guy and really likes to dance to Madonna. And he also, funny enough, had the same birthday as Madonna, which, as everyone knows, is a memorial holiday in the gay community, which I celebrate. It's part of my calendar.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So was this guy, was he a rough kisser?
Whoa. Very supple lips.
What?
He might as well have been black.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on right now?
DJ Sam French.
Ooh.
Let it roll.
So wait, what's the point of the story though? I'm kind of like lost.
Sam,
at supple lips, listen, rough the, kisser, Madonna.
He just came out.
Who just came out? Sam
French.
Hi,
DJ Sam French.
We're DJ getting Sam. Exclusives right now. We're getting Larry King exclusives yep. right now.
DJ Sam French.
We're getting Larry. We're getting Larry King exclusive with Splice. Let's bring him in.
Oh. I'll say it again. DJ Sam French kiss.
I love you, Splice.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah, we're off to an amazing start right now. I don't even know what to talk about, man. It's been a month and change worth of shit. Like, do you want to start anywhere? Do you want to? I mean, outside of
no, there's just a part of me right now that since this was a hell of a segue, we should just let this gay ass nigga get on and just start playing. Pause.
How do you feel?
Pause, Sam.
What do I do? Do I like play one song and then the
nah,
guitar?
Nah, you gonna nah. play like
get your set
20
going.
Minutes? Pause.
Really?
Get it popping.
We okay. Got no. All right. Fuck it. No. All right. I'm feeling it. I'm down.
Hop over there.
All right. Bet.
All right.
All right. Sam French
checking in. Strike a pose.
Yeah. Audible Agent Radio.
Strike a pose.
DJ XL.
Hope I don't train wreck.
Again, we got Sam French going. Gonna play a little quick set for us. I'll do another drop. Audible Agent Radio, Gomez 104. DJ XL. New Jeroes, fixing their hairs. Wet. Go.
Audible Agent Radio.
awful place. Knock on merchants and your bankers too. Let's get up and learn those rules. When the man and the crazy chief, one says sun and one says sea. AM, the FM, the PM too. Turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I guess you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sonic. So cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds and Eskimo pence. Seen the ads, cause it's nice. Better work hard, I seen the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Folks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours just. Yeah, we're bye-bye. Wave bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell ring. Take one out, through y'all.
Yeah.
Audible Agent Radio XL. That was my man, DJ Sam French, on the ones and twos. Not really impressed with my selection of new wave music that I have in my computer, but I don't keep the obscure, unnecessary jams in my computer because I don't play too many New York hipster.
You can say hipster. It's okay.
Go to Morrissey concerts. It's kind of hipster, but there's a kind of like a specific hipsterness.
It's a specific breed of hipster that's coming up right now.
Well, no, it's been around. It's kind of old actually, but yeah.
Well, no.
It's like, you know, I like the music, but I do not play the parties where I need that much obscure Joy Division songs. So I only keep like the bare essentials. Forgive me.
A little bit of Depeche Mode might be nice.
I have actually Depeche Mode in here, and
I did not find too much.
Maybe we're spelling it wrong. I have, you know.
Maybe I didn't even search.
I have Enjoy the Silence. I mean, I have all the, you know, I have.
You got the hits.
I have the bangers, kid. You know what I mean? Like Policy.
I'm looking over it. I'm looking at your computer right now, and I'm seeing 5 songs.
How much more Depeche Mode do you need?
You could do about 20 songs deeper.
Yo, this dude,
I wasn't even alive, dude, when Depeche Mode was cracking.
Exactly. So therefore, you do not need 20 Depeche Mode songs. You only need the songs they actually did a video for.
Enjoy the Silence.
I have that.
Never Let Me Down Again.
Never gonna play that.
Slippin'.
I have Just Can't Get Enough. That's the one I play more than anything else.
Obviously.
Personal Jesus doesn't even really go over that well.
Do you have Personal Jesus?
It's right here.
Yo, you got to get the Dirty...
Boys Noise Remix?
No. Dirty South.
I'm good, kid.
You fuck like, with the Dirty South when you can pull it over in like a house room. I do it all the time.
Yo, I don't need that much Depeche Mode in my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the Brits and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool with the new wave hipster kids.
I'm curious what you have of the Smiths.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
No Morrissey. There's no Smiths.
Okay. Now, I will tell you, Sunday nights in New York, there is a Morrissey night at a
no
club.
No shit. I know.
It's at Sway. It's at Sway, isn't
dude,
it?
Dude, again. I used to go out with a girl.
Name.
Who was big into that shit. We argued about this all the time.
Did she look like
There's
Nancy?
Nothing
you look like
playable.
Was she your Nancy?
There's nothing playable.
This Charming Man goes over
There's
very
nothing
well.
Playable. There's nothing playable.
This Charming Man.
There's no. It sounds like shit.
I'm angry.
It's a good song to listen to. It's not a danceable song. Unless you're playing for emo, drunk, Morrissey fan hipsters. Yo, listen to that shit when you're in a crib popping Zannies, dude.
No. You do that shit.
Slit your wrist a long way.
You get your 10 minutes popping of like the 80s,
listen,
like
kid,
double.
Okay, beats. Maybe you don't understand. It is what I do. Let me just explain real quick. All right, these are the type of parties that I play. Okay, this is the type of shit.
I'm
that
guessing
I
Major Lazer is gonna come on.
I either go in and I do some shit like like this.
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate. Hey.
All right, so we're either doing that shit. Or we're doing this shit. Alright. I don't need Joy Division B-sides and the greatest hits of the Smiths. Like, it just doesn't hold any weight where I play.
Well, like the
maybe I'm pushing 35, right? I push, I don't know, 35, 38. I'm kind of over.
How old are you? I'm very curious.
I'm going to be 30 in October. So I push 35, 38. I'm kind of over the party scene. I'm feeling kind of emo. My hair's grown out. It's hanging over my one eye a little bit. And, like, you know, I lost about 40 pounds. I'm wearing really, like, tight, washed black jeans, white pointy shoes, you know, like a black tee, and I'm just all about, you know, letting you know how I feel and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm drinking now again, and, you know, I'm just playing emotional shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find, like, skinny hipster bitches that, like, you know, oh, man, you love Morrissey. I love Morrissey, too, man.
I love Morrissey.
You saw 24-hour party people? Like, yo, I saw that, too. Like, yo, right now, I'm trying to pawn the floor, dude. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to pawn the floor, dude. I don't want... Yeah. If you're feeling emo, don't come to this party.
From the south side, Saturday night.
You know what I'm saying? I'm all about
it. Hit that.
And with that air horn,
you cannot play a Smith song and hit an air horn.
I can't. I can't.
He would.
I would.
Nah, yeah. Again, I'm not hating on the music. I'm like very.
I'm sorry.
So neurotic about the music that, like, he'll tell you, like, Gomez will tell you, I delete.
Yo,
everything.
And I'm the Jew.
No, it's just that if I don't need it, if I'm not using it neurotic. all the time, or if it's not something like I feel is my shit, then there's no need for me to have it in the computer because it's too much clutter. So
that's fair.
But. I respect and appreciate you for knowing that shit and for you playing it, but that's what separates me from you. It's like, you know, that's what makes you unique.
And about 12 years.
And but still, it's like
a couple
that,
million.
You know, like, yeah, right? that's what makes it unique when you play. It's like, you know, you have a selection of music that you play that's different from
advantage
what I play.
You. So, advantage you, Mr. French.
Yeah, advantage everyone else except me right now.
Wait.
Not me too.
I gotta sign out, but real quick, I turn right on Broadway. Right.
Easy with the coordinates. Easy with the coordinates.
We're giving directions on air. Yeah. Actually, no. I mean, if you guys want to give him directions real quick, I'll just edit this shit out because there's no bed in the background. So
okay, cool.
Yes. Go to the hood. Where are you going, by the way?
The 9-0. I'm gonna get up on some USC bitches right now.
I'm gonna get up on the USC.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to because we're on Skid Row right now. So you want to take 7th. Going down.
Yeah. I'll figure it out. It's all good.
It was like the tail end. It was like the tail end. I thought it was gone. It was like.
Okay, so let's get a little music cracking. I can sign out. Accordingly.
No, that's it. Just walk out, motherfucker. That's it. You know what I mean? Your time is done. Say peace. Wait. You gotta say, you know, tell them about the blog. Tell them about the site. Tell them where to find you. Like,
oh, okay.
You can't just come in.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right,
pause.
Give us that Wachovia, you know, fucking routing number something.
Chase.
Yeah.
Chase Bank.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm on Chase. Well, that's how it is. All right.
Chasing.
DJ Sam French. You can find me in New York tomorrow night and every other Wednesday. Greenhouse. Thursdays, Hudson Terrace. Friday, Pink Elephant in the Hamptons. Saturdays, Southside in Soho or at the Gates in Chelsea. And that's where I get busy playing.
Chelsea's a gay area, right?
That's why I have. it's a perfect circle. And I'm out pawning de floor. Shout out to Gomez Warren and DJ XL.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good looking for coming through, man.
Of course. Later, guys.
Yep.
Bag it.
Yeah, kid.
Good to see you. Safe flight.
All right. Yes, sir. So that's the youngin', Sam French, running New York City right now. And, you know, we appreciate him coming through, playing a little set. We're going to continue with Audible Agent Radio.
Let's just be. Wait. What do you say?
Something about Google Hits.
Let's wait until he leaves and talk shit about him. Wait until the door slams. All right, fuck that nigga, man.
Don't be jealous.
No, I'm not mad. It was cool.
That nigga just shitted on it. It's like, yo, what? So where are you playing now? Yo, I'm on Mars on Thursday.
Yeah, nah, I'm
Saturday on Friday.
Yo, he's running New York City right now. I'm not mad.
That nigga thinks he's Diddy.
Yo, for now, he is.
I'm not mad at him.
Definitely not. I mean, right now, I'm motherfucking Dylan in this bitch, and that dude is Diddy, so. I spit hot fire. Dylan. Move back, man. You're too close.
Yeah, man. So, fuck it. I guess speaking of traveling and all this other shit, who do we start with? Actually, let's start with
Let's start with motherfucking Promised Land.
Why me? Why do you?
Why? Yay. Because you've been quiet and you're probably going to fall asleep.
I'm
if we
going
start.
To fall asleep.
So let's get your shit out of the way and then, you know.
Why me? I'm the chosen one.
Yes.
Your people are.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Let them know.
Let's talk about it.
Where'd you go?
I went to the Middle East.
Be more specific.
I went to Israel.
Does that start with an E? Sounds like it starts with an E.
It's
Do you spell Israel with an E?
No.
You jerk.
No, the way you say it, it sounds like, I went to Israel. Is it ES?
No, it's not at all. But I just don't think I say it like
Israel.
Maybe I think I say it like every other Jewish person. How about
I went
that?
To Israel, the land of the camels.
Stop.
So, just randomly,
I rode camels with a camel back. Yo, I brought my hair back. Yo, I hate the blacks. I got a gun in my lap. Hey, yeah.
Just
hey.
Curious. I walked to the refrigerator to get a water.
A what? How do you spell that?
Oh, here we go.
See?
Water. Water.
How do you spell
water?
That?
W-U-D-D-E-R. Water.
Sounds like udder.
Yeah.
I suck them. Hey!
When are you going to throw that bag of lettuce out? That's in the...
Nigga, fuck you,
that
man.
Bag of lettuce is like the brownest lettuce that I've ever seen.
Yo, Brown Town, son.
It just looks like Baby Danger shit in
a
bag.
In the bag and put it back.
Oh, my God.
Fuck is her problem.
Can we throw that bag of lettuce out today?
What are you saving it for?
Garnish.
Disgusting.
Get a popping.
Anyway, so you went to...
I went to the Holy Land. It was an 11-hour flight.
Gangster.
And you left from here and you went to New York first.
To New York first. Right. So I had a lot of traveling to do. Yeah. Met some people in New York and we went. I had to go through security, which was a very interesting experience.
Talk about it.
Well, I don't know if any of you have ever flown.
How about you speak into the
official
mic.
Airline of the Holy Land. It's called El Al. It is a Jewish airline. There is a big, huge Star of David on the side of the plane.
So, is that like a target for when people want to shoot it down?
Yeah. Or like if you want to blow it up. So, they're, you know, very, very,
peace
very...
to Lockerbie, Scotland, flight 103.
I would say that is a little bit drawling to be
very
flying around with a fucking huge Star of David like a target on your...
Yeah, no.
Are there diamonds on it?
No.
Not iced out?
Not at all, no. But, they ask you some interesting questions before you are even allowed to go through their security.
Do you have any black friends?
They didn't ask me that. They did ask, like, how many candles are on the menorah? What?
Seven.
So wait, I guess I'm assuming that you have to be Jewish to be on this plane.
You don't have to be Jewish, but if you're not Jewish, they want to know why you want to be on this plane, basically.
Get to the other side.
Do you have any reason to be going there?
Like, yo, I'm just looking for a rich Jew, bitch, homes, for real.
Yo.
I don't know how many candles on that motherfucker. Light them up, let's roll. You know
I can't see.
I can't see, goddammit. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, it was kind of scary. Like the woman who was questioning me even made me a little bit nervous just because of the way she was asking me like questions.
Yeah, like you get drilled questions as if you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, and like have you had the normal like have you had your bags with you the entire time?
Have you had sex with a black man in the past 24 hours?
Thank God she didn't ask me that.
Uh-huh. You would have been flagged.
They would have kicked me out of JFK.
That's terrible. Oh, wow. They would have kicked her out of JFK. I don't think you would have got kicked out of JFK. There's plenty of sports players that have had interracial sex.
I would have just gone to Barbados and called it a life.
You'd probably had a better trip.
Maybe. More eventful, that's for sure. Air horn. Air horn on that one.
So did they serve like matzo toast and stuff like that?
No, they served pita and hummus on the plane. You know.
Does the flight cost more money?
The flight is kind of expensive. It's probably the same as like any European flight,
right?
Because it's about the same distance. It's like an hour,
right.
2 hours past like Paris, an hour and a half like past Greece.
Right, right, right.
So I mean, it's...
that's slippery.
So it's a long flight, and flights like that are just expensive generally.
Nah, of course, of course. Cool.
I did not pay for it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Why is that an of course?
Charged it to the game?
Charged it to the Jews?
Charged it to the Committee of the Jews?
Right. They were happy to have me.
Defense League.
So yeah, you were out there, you were kicking it, you went to a couple parties, you were with a security guard.
Yeah, well, yeah, you have to kind of roll around like that with someone armed, because people like to blow up nightclubs and, you know, kill Jews. So, you gotta be careful. I rode a camel in the middle of the desert.
Sounds like an exciting trip.
Yeah, you know.
You ate ice cream, you had guns.
Yeah, it was fun. It was just like any other time. there were a lot of raves. People like your type of music.
Racist?
I didn't say black.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's it. I had a good time.
Cool.
I met Sounds Jesus. Like he said hi. I didn't really recognize him.
Did he
him.
Give you any idea of when he's going to dig no. us out of this financial trouble?
No.
Tell Gomez and XL they'll be fine in a month. No. Thanks, dude.
No, I'm still waiting for the Messiah. That's about it. I was gone for a while. I got a nice tan, which I was very excited about.
Racist?
Why?
Tan.
I don't understand. Like, you were born with a tan.
And you weren't.
No. But I can get one. It's not like I can't.
I can't get rid of mine. See, I would be better off if I got rid of mine. Here it is. You're trying to get it. I don't get it.
Yeah,
but dead air. Dead air.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, what? Get rid of it? I can't.
Please.
Sorry. Look kind of orange in this light.
Me? No. I'm not orange.
Like you said, a tan.
All right, so.
Okay, so stop.
We pretty much got that out of the way.
Thank you.
It was painful.
You're fucking gay, too. So hard.
Why?
Canada, it is. Canadian, it is. Being that I'm the one that stayed here to hold down the fucking fort.
You did a wonderful job. When I came back, this place was upside down.
Right.
Literally. Kids were drinking and smoking stogies. My bed was flipped upside down. There were sneakers kicked all over the place. And there was popcorn all over the couch.
Yeah. That's how they do.
Yeah. But, Philly was good. You had a very quick in and out stay. Pause.
Right.
From Philly, I worked a couple weeks back home.
Let's talk about what happened with Philly. You got lampooned up in that bitch. Nobody moved, nobody gets hurt. You couldn't leave.
yeah. So I don't even know how to begin this. Like, you know, I had the opportunity to fly on a buddy pass through a friend. They do some like last minute shit. Like they call you, you know, like 3 hours before your flight, like, yo, you got to be at the airport now, you know, and you just got to be ready to leave. So the flight getting me to Philadelphia worked out well. However, the flight when I was supposed to leave completely just vanished. I want to say partly it might have been my fault since I switched the day I was supposed to fly out to a later day. Because I had to stay and, like, I don't know, rebuild my mom's computer because that whole shit, the hard drive crashed or whatever. And, like, you know, she just wouldn't have been able to do it. So, I stayed to help them out. But then the weekend I couldn't get a flight, so I was stuck Friday, stuck Saturday, stuck Sunday, was supposed to come back home Sunday. That never happened. Was going to come back Monday. That never happened.
You missed my birthday.
I'm sorry. Happy birthday. I was there in spirit. And I had a little, like, you know, kosher cake for you back home.
You should have had a fucking bottle of vodka and a fucking pack of Parliament. That would have been more fitting.
Yeah, right?
Gross.
So I got stuck pretty much in Philly, which isn't too bad since my family is there. So it's not like I was, like, stranded in Kansas. And, I was supposed to go to Canada to play, so it didn't make sense to fly all the way east, to fly all the way west. Point is, I've been living out of the same suitcase and duffel bag for about a month and a half, which it just felt good to get back home and finally, like, dump that bag out. Philly was great. Big shout to everybody back home that held down the gigs and, you know, just helped me out while I was out there. Montreal and Toronto were both very, very, very ill. And big shout to everyone up there that, you know, I got to see again and just, you know, put gigs together for me to be able to play and make some dough. And, again, man, it's good to be home, you know. So this is where we are a month and a half later doing another episode of Audible Agent Radio. This week, Gomez is actually playing a gig with Revolution, Newmark, and Evidence. Big shout to Rev and this monthly that he's doing, Freedom of Beats.
I'm so hip-hop.
I'm so fucking hip hop.
I played actually. I had the chance to play actually the first party that Rev did. It was really, really good. Just, you know, again, get on the wheels, play whatever you want. And the crowd was totally with it, so I'm sure tomorrow night is going to be really dope. Sunday, myself, Lee Jones, and a few other good brothers from the East and West are doing a party at, I guess, 1520, which is where Urban Outfitters and A-Life is on Cahuenga, and that's from 12 p.m. to 8, and that's just pretty much dedicated to all house music, disco, and just that good time feel shit. So, you know, no electro, wobbly, noisy. This is like good old house music, deep house, new disco, and all that other good shit. So
now, is that by, why is it like that? Is that by choice?
It's
or?
Just because they're, you know, these dudes are authentic house dudes. And you know, when you're like that type of, you know, when you're on that shit, like electro doesn't even exist to you. That's like commercial hip hop to underground hip hop.
So hip hop,
yeah.
So hip hop.
But again, it's good in a way, just to kind of hear a different set of music and, you know, watch these dudes play records. And, you know, of course, I'm honored just to even be able to play, you know, alongside these guys. So I'm sure that's going to be pretty fun. And then I have to go to Atlanta the 4th and 5th. So anyone in Atlanta, just be checking for me. I'll give you guys the gigs probably on the next episode. And then we do the Hundreds Block Party. It's Audible Agent of Mike B, right?
Labor Day. Labor Day. I want to say it's...
I think it's Sunday, the 6th, right?
No. It should be a Monday.
So the 7th.
What did you say? You have a microphone.
Monday.
Yeah.
The 7th.
Yeah, I don't remember what the date is. So there's that. And then after that, well, it was later on. We're just going through like the hot ones. And then we finally get to play Aphex.
Yeah. Finally get to play Aphex. We had to sacrifice Tiffany's vagina.
that was a short dress.
It was totally worth it.
Dress.
It was totally worth it. So, you know, I thank you in advance, and I'll thank you the day of.
I will find another one.
Vagina or dress?
Both.
Okay.
Good looking. Craigslist.
Yeah. Do you think, is there any way I can get a new vagina?
Craigslist, I'm sure if you look. Wait, what's that thing that you're always looking for? Missed
opportunities. You have to read the missed connections. They're sometimes funny, sometimes garbage. But, I mean, that's where...
What?
That's where I found the... that was the for sale like thing. The pregnancy test.
Right.
That was pretty... That was a random put. Why would you just throw it out?
Throw it out.
What do you mean?
The extra...
$5? I guess.
Was she selling it? She was selling it on Craigslist.
I mean, I saw...
How much are pregnancy tests?
I haven't bought one recently.
Usually come in
packs of two. Maybe 15, 20 bucks?
Yeah.
I know they're pricey, because the time I've had to buy them, I'm like, God damn!
They're not cheap.
Is it worth it? Can we just roll the dice on this one?
They're definitely not cheap, and they do come in packs.
How about if you get
two?
A flying knee to the stomach when you're sleeping? Like, do we really
fall
have to go
on fall on a rusty coat hanger?
I mean, I was gonna say I have a bunch of coat hangers. Like, could we talk about it?
Flying lotus,
yeah, you know what I mean,
to your stomach.
But I know they're a little pricey, but not pricey enough that if you got two, it's worth selling one. It's
fuck like, it, let's get into it right now. Check this. Let me ask you a question.
Please don't ask me what I think you're gonna ask me.
I don't know, but yeah,
I'm just gonna totally delete this.
I'm just gonna edit it.
It's not even gonna. Yeah. The show's gonna end right when you're about to end. So,
and then it goes in.
Just air horn it out.
You can actually use that laser to get rid of that shit too.
Yeah, right.
Damn, now I'm afraid to ask.
What?
Dead air. Let's just have a moment of silence for Ted Kennedy. Fuck it. And we're back. We hit a wall.
I'm tired.
So what?
I'm tired.
And? Oh my God, I've been in my slave ship all day.
I'm sorry. I'll quit my job.
Well, no, you can't do that. You're the only one that has one here.
That's the reason why I have it.
You're the only one that
has one. I, like, have the weight of the world on my shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't want to put my headphones on so I can hear myself.
What's my ears? My earrings are poking me.
Oh. Those Native American jump offs.
Stop.
Your dog, the bounty hunter, fucking earrings.
You act like one is like a long feather and the other is, you know, some sort of like dream catcher. No. That's not what I'm wearing.
Lord. lot of mercy.
It might as well be.
So I got caught up on my shows. I feel pretty good about that.
Yo, what were you bugging out on earlier, True Blood?
Oh, man. So for anyone that follows True Blood, if you remember way back to the first episode, Sookie, the blonde girl that dates the vampire Bill Compton, had like this power, had this like, you know, strength or like some type of like superhuman power that they only really touched on in the first episode. And then like throughout the rest of the episode, she was just a regular human, not the mind reading shit that she can do, but like an actual, like if you remember, she like beat up a vampire with like a chain or some shit. Like she did some like superhuman Buffy the Vampire Slayer shit. So in this last episode, hopefully you saw it. The main chick that's causing all the ruckus in the city, somehow Sookie did some type of shit from her hand, like had some type of power that kind of like, you know, fucked her up a little bit, like, you know, stunned her a little bit. And like, again, that was the first time they even, you know, made a note of her having this some type of power. So it was kind of weird to me because I completely felt that they dismissed that thing of her having a power from the first episode up until now, two seasons later. So I was kind of bugged
out.
Wait,
hold up. That shit's been on for that long?
This is the second season, yeah. And we're already damn near at the end of it, so. I mean, there's only a couple more episodes left, I think. So.
Fuck, nah, I never got caught up in that shit.
Shit is dope. I mean, some you know, it's one of those shows you're either going to love it or hate it. Like, some people just can't get into it. I think the storyline is actually really good, so, you know, I'm kind of fucking with it, so.
It was enough to make you damn near pause the shit and
yeah, no, I was like, it fucked me up. Like, I was trying to call Rec real quick because I know Rec watches it and we go back and forth a little bit. And yeah, like I was bugged. I did not expect to see her bust this power back out again. So now I'm kind of fucked up. So I'm just gonna give Rec a shout tomorrow and we'll discuss True Blood.
And I'm confused about Entourage.
I mean, you know,
should we get the skinny bitch hating going?
I can't hate too much. I'm not. For some reason, I feel like, you know, I'd probably do her a little dirty.
She scares me.
Why?
Her head is too big for her body.
I know, but
she doesn't have a body.
She has a
body
big mouth, and I kind of like.
I feel like she has pointy, like sharp teeth.
She does. I just would tell her to go easy.
And the bitch is reading bitches' phones and shit.
Well, that's just normal. But I, you know, like I kind of like
normal?
Her in a weird way. Is it normal? I mean, girls, are you gonna act like you don't do that shit? We're going to act like only certain crazy girls do it? Nah.
No, everybody does it.
Exactly. So, again, I don't think she's no different than any other girl. I'm just saying, like, some people hate her, think she's the ugliest thing in the world. I wouldn't date her per se. She has zero body and, you know, she's like, she has innies where she shouldn't have outies.
Asian.
Well, no, I don't have yellow fever either.
Like, lies.
You have
lies.
Jaundice. No.
Jaundice!
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Blonde hair?
I mean, that doesn't make me have yellow fever.
Okay.
No.
I'm just saying.
Absolutely not.
My bad.
You know? That's one. That's, that's, you know, it's the only one.
I think, like, you would hate J-Date. I don't think there's anything on there that would even.
Mm-mm. I mean, you know,
it's
I like,
hated J-Date.
I don't really care about your ethnic background, per se. Like, you know, I don't care if you're Jewish or not. Like, you know. I don't care if you're Persian or I don't, you know what I mean? Like if you're a good person and you know,
if you have a nice heart,
you know, if you have a good body, then like
good body, good
I mean,
body.
Let's fucking
heart.
Talk about it. Like otherwise I don't care what your fucking religion is. I'm not putting my dick in it. It's like,
I'm not putting my dick in your religion.
I mean, I'm not fucking the matzah. You know what I'm saying? I just need you to have that butt, girl. You know what I mean? I need that
so polite.
So, hey girl.
Yeah.
Do you have a good heart? Can you spell? Let's fuck. Yeah.
I really don't even care if you can spell at this point. No, I'm playing. I'm really just being facetious.
You should start asking them if they have a job.
But I'm definitely not fucking with, no, I don't believe in that online, like, dating website, fill out a brochure of, like, all the compatible. Like, I just think that's some bullshit.
Unless it's Twitter.
Get them social networking.
Yeah, I mean, social networking is how you're supposed to do it.
Facebook fucking.
You know what I'm saying?
In your face.
So.
I'm so over it.
Why?
It's annoying.
What is?
Facebook.
So why do you do? You're heavy on Facebook, though.
I'm not heavy on Facebook. Yes, I like. Well, I never post anything on Facebook. When was the last time like I had a status update or anything like that?
I don't know.
I have I got tagged in literally 150 pictures in the last month because of this vacation that I went on with a bunch of people. So that's why I'm heavy on Facebook. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
and the ice cream.
Even though it's only as invasive as you let it be, you don't even have to do anything. If someone else posts a bunch of shit of you and like tags you, exactly. Like fucked, you know, and it's
watch
like
watch it.
For us, I mean, I think for us, we kind of get caught up a little bit more than others because you know
because we're famous.
No, I mean not even that. Just being in entertainment, it's like you know. You're more recognizable and there's more room for error, I guess.
Just error.
To, you know. But I'm kind of over it, too. I mean, like, at this point, I have Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace only because I feel like I have to. But I really just, I would love to dead all three of them shits and just.
I'm trying to figure out why MySpace went to shit.
Because of all the ads and because of all the spam that, like, you know, again, people thought that, you know, they can promote themselves by just emailing random people, you know? And once, and again, shit gets played out. Same reason why Friendster went to shit and the same
reason Friendster didn't really go to shit. Everybody just left. It was like a mad exile.
Right, but I'm saying, like, that shit's going to happen. There was something before Friendster. There, you know, there will be something, you know, after Facebook, like, whatever the case is. And, you know, you're either in it or you're not in it. So I guess at times it's just better to have it than not have it, but. Whatever. I'm kind of over that whole shit.
Lie.
Me? I mean, I'm not really one to do anything. If you look at my Facebook, I don't really do shit to it. Like, you know, people post videos and, like, photos and shit. But, like, outside of that, I don't really, like, communicate with people. I'm glued to my BlackBerry enough that, you know, my BlackBerry Messenger is what I fuck with. Like,
bringing people together.
Yeah, straight up.
I want to hear some songs.
What are you feeling? Pause.
Yeah, definitely not a finger in my butt.
Yeah, well, that is not going to happen anytime while I'm around.
Oncologist fucking exam. I don't know. Let's take it. Let's see. Sam fucking made the disco fucking rainbow flag fall from the sky.
He got his new wave on. But
it's fucking colorful.
I'm going to let you pick the genre. And
I can't feel my face.
I've heard that before.
Oh, hey! Actually, you pick. What do you want to hear right now?
I can't feel my face. I don't know.
Actually, I want you be the musical director for a second. Let's see. No, I want to you.
I have a horrible taste in music.
No, you don't. Your crates run pretty deep. What are you fucking with right now?
Right now?
Not right now, but I'm saying, like, you know, what mood are you in?
All right, if you got 5 seconds to pick something, or am I just about to get real obnoxious in this joint?
Go ahead. You're going to do it anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm really fucking with this right now.
I love you, but I don't think I can love you anymore.
I'm so Gucci, man.
Oh, man.
I like this shit.
I'm not mad.
Like, I really like this shit. Like, if this is on in the whip, it has to go up. People gonna keep the mic on.
Now, baby girl, then don't. She no longer wants me. I'm no longer hired. She say that I've been fired. On to the next one. More fish in the sea. Girls are like buses. This one is filled till you uncoming. Gucci man crazy and his ice game stunning. Swag so stupid, still the straight
feel black right now. I love this.
No more smoking those, yo. Baby girl went AWOL.
Big shout out to Mario. Big shout out to Active. Scratch Mechanics. Big shout out to Gucci Mane. My twin brother.
And breaking your heart again, telling you
she wasn't what she was, then we arguing. Baby, I love you.
Audible Agent Radio.
I hope that you're the one. If not, you are the prototype. We'll tiptoe to the sun and do things I know you like.
Yeah. Send pictures, taunt me.
All circuits are busy now. Please try to call later. Later.
That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's laying in her bed and feeling horny. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's home alone and feeling very horny. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's laying in her bed and feeling horny. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's home alone and feeling very horny. Shorty says she's feeling tipsy, she wanna party. I replied, I'm coming over, just give me four. Let me grab my jacket and the keys to my Denali. We've been on the phone for about an hour talking naughty. She tell me, say, for your over and make she sort me. Dipping on Patron, she wanna tell me about me. Man, every minute try to call the girl and haunt me. Shorty said, I'm taking too long, so she want me. That's why I was speeding on the highway when they caught me. Yeah, cause I was talking on my phone that Shorty bought me. Right now, it no matter if it's Tommy, police or the army, I got a job to do, my baby want me. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's laying in her bed and feeling horny. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's home alone and feeling very horny. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's laying in her bed and feeling horny. That is why she called me, that is why she called me. Shorty says she's home alone and feeling very horny.
She wants that old thing back. She wants those heroin tracks. She likes me. She fiends for me nightly. She leans for me. Morning, she rush for my touch. This is about lust. Cold sweats occur when I'm not with her. My presence is a must, must, must. Bonita Applebaum, I gotta put you on. If I didn't, when we cutting, the feeling would be too strong. In any form, I'm giving you sweet dreams. That sugar hill, she call me her sweet thing. That black rain will take away your pain. Just for one night, baby, take me in vain. Man, that feeling got you tripping. You don't want to feel no different. This lust has got you itching, nose wide open and it's dripping. I know what you like. I am your prescription. I'm your physician. I'm your addiction. Ho, ho.
I know
what you like.
I know what you like.
Oh, baby, you like, oh. wants that old thing back.
Frozen fire.
H-O-V. Not only N-Y-C, I'm hip-hop savior. So after this flow, you might owe me a favor. When kingdom come, you ready? When kingdom come, I'm ready. When kingdom come, I'm ready. Where I go, they like holding back. About the corner office, out your cul-de-sac. Where's Iceberg Slim? He was the coldest cat. Get your swag back, daddy, where your focus at? Gotta admit a little bit, I was sick of rap. But despite that, the boy is back. And I'm so evolved, I'm so involved. I'm showing growth, I'm so in charge. I'm CEO and yeah, going God. I'm so indebted, I should've been dead and selling blowing pop. This is knowing my heart. Now I'm so enlightened, I might glow in the dark. Hopping up in the office, you might know I'm as Clark. Just when you thought the whole world fell apart, I take off the blazer, loosen up the tie. Step inside the booth, Superman is alive. King New York, New York. Not only NYC, I'm hip-hop savior. So after this flow, you might owe me a favor. When kingdom come, you ready? When kingdom come, uh-huh. Not only NYC, I'm hip-hop savior. So after this flow, you might owe me a favor.
Less verse, my alumni comply with shit. Hot slide and curse on some sweet shit. Admire my ambiance from far, don't you reach, kid? You can get bamboos, what's the use?
Well, we well it down a whiskey, she will reach the rainbow drive. Bust a Bermuda triangle with my high. Into the rock with fast, man in the estab. In the blue oyster, shooting Zorro to get played. Fade into the shade, wine, moonshine, and wine. Now, dig what I say, make me say it one more time. Himalaya playmaker, snatch the goods and get the stepping. 7 minutes to heaven, so I clean the lean the horn.
The Chiba will prevail, sail Indian skies. My display of belly fonty ice, cheeky is fly. Got the ravishing Ruga waving on deck. My seaport in the regional hydro park. Coast guard ink it breeze. Tied at centees, blazing the hemp. Lamp just too cool. In another millennium, blow the dust off these jewels.
Piece of duel at the Hablo Operation Pacific. If they want it, I kick it on the waiter. Waikiki, I ain't curtain. Serving a pull of stocking and skirting. Fa la la la, they run nation and chiller. Dynamo duo burnt it at the Bikini Bistro. Your sonny Chiba. With the satin strutters makeup, yo G sway. I'm gonna do it one time, yo. Boogie to the left and to the right, yo. Why we them jiggum can't blow cats? Pouring Valentine in your Valentine, check it out.
I put on my shades cause I enter the sunset range with a ha-ha. Yeah, I see you, you see me, Dennis Baya. He dropped from the cock of phase, practice yoga. Reason I'm spraying that routine. The low shit, be that diggy shit. Jog, get your wages up, galvanized off the hang on. Higher horizon, flagrant, silky slim souls. Don't touch the pavement, just toss ice and bricks. Give a slick ace to trade shit, my ocula. Occupy the ocean off the octagon. The ooze, the onyx, through the oval. Villain Valor, spill a new score. The green leaf on it, a port of meeple on the fraudulent and gallivant and the mercury sea.
Koya Serafina, I throw my thumbelina up a Dairy Queen of Cena. Up in the beamer with the jiggum spy, Sunny Chiba. Cashmere, now go back to your Applejack. With no finesse in this dress and a full confession on how you messing, getting fucking lessons from the doctor. Strange love, effervescent, see the star and crescent. When I open up that ass, she's in Wonderland. And we do electric boogaloos now.
Now here at the frontier, my sway ventures out. Cover my square, reassemble my crooks for assembly. Make note of my marks, reach race, slice and brace. Ox or flame of flamboyant, eat me crossroads. One way zone, if you with it, I'm with it. Blow my smoke, cross your hope, but you can get dealt with. On these flats and you know it.
So how we gonna do it one time, y'all? Boogie to the left and to the right, y'all. Why we them jiggum can't blow cats? Pouring Valentine in your Valentine check.
Audible. Agent. Yeah. Radio.
Lord. Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. What till we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone?
To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
Why some people got them live in a trailer? Cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the South before my nigga Core bailed me out.
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by.
We do or die like best stars. See the red sky out the window of the red eye. The lead flies, G-Rap shit, living the lead
die. I woke up feeling brand new.
Yeah, man. Excuse I'll say it again. The lazy set. I'm just kind of like tired
get
right
the
now.
Fuck out of here. I'll say it again. And you know, I'm trying to come out of my shell a little bit with this. Like people might not believe me when I say this, but I try very hard to be quiet. But you're my favorite DJ. Babe.
Oh man, get out of here!
I can't. I live here.
True. Soon though. Soon I can say that and it actually holds weight. But get out of here. Okay.
Hey.
I'll just be going with you.
Hey, it's all good.
Nah, thank you, dude. Hell yeah. I'm just, you know, a little lazy right now.
Fuck you and that lazy shit. On top of the fact that it's funny, like I completely forgot about that Rick James and the Kingdom Come shit. I was like,
I remember seeing like a video of Just Blaze just kind of screwing around in the studio and him chopping like the Rick James beat up, not knowing what he was going to do with it, but
right.
You know, it was an amazing beat, just the way he half-timed and chopped, and then to hear Kingdom Come, it was like, you know, at times, my only excuse for playing Super Freak was to be able to go into that Kingdom Come shit, so it was like, you know, it was a good call, definitely. Damn, man, Audible Agent Radio, we haven't done this in, you know, a good minute. It's like there's so much to talk about, but I feel like it's boring to talk about it. Like,
isn't it weird? Because boring. I feel the same way. Fuck you. Like, I feel the same way. It's like, yo, fuck. Like,
so much has happened. I feel like it's so much that's happened. So it's like, you know, they kind of like spill out a month and a half full of just, you know, activities is just kind of crazy. I will say that we had Yogurtland today, which was awesome. It was my first Yogurtland in a month and a half.
Why are you staring at me?
Because you didn't have it.
He bailed right. Because they must have changed some of the special flavors.
You didn't have the purple one.
So
fuck
it was like,
you
know, I felt kind of fucked up that, you know, the dude couldn't get his Yogurtland on. They do have one in Canada, though, called like Yay or something like that, but it's dumb expensive, like $15, $20 expensive. They're
whoa,
on some
whoa,
like
whoa,
pink,
whoa.
Pink
what do you
berry
mean,
shit.
Mate?
Like, I was walking to a gig because a lot of the gigs are on this street called Saint Laurent. So it's kind of like, I don't know what to compare it to here. I mean, just imagine there's just a strip
bullshit.
Of clubs. And there was a spot called like Yay or Ye. I don't know. It was like Y-E-H. And it's kind of like a pink berry, you know, Yogurtland thing. But I was telling, you know, one of the promoters when we were walking to the gig about this, you know, Yogurtland. I tell all the people about this shit. And I saw two girls eating and I was like, they overheard me talking and I turned to them like, yo, that shit is cheap, right? And she was like, nah, this shit was like $15, $20. Like,
that's
they
insane.
Were not eating anything, you know, they didn't have more than the $4 one that we usually get. And I like piled it on today. My shit was $4.50. So it was like they're eating, you know, one that's double the price.
That's horrible.
So, and it's not because it was Canadian money. It's like they're just getting over. Like
Canadian monopoly money.
Yeah, that shit is monopoly money. Yo, oh, F, yo, public service announcement. If you're traveling from a foreign country with foreign money and need to find
a
place to kind of exchange your money to U.S. currency and not get raped, fuck around with the World Trade Center, kid.
If you can find it.
Just don't walk in there with any grenades or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You might get hurt. I ain't going to front. That walk was ill. Like, I don't. I'm assuming you've never been in any of those buildings before?
Never. I've only been outside.
Yo, it's like a world. It's like a world in these buildings of just, like, shops to eat and, like, there's business. There's people that work in those buildings that, like, they're all joined together. Like, I had to walk through one building, which took me through a bridge to get me to the World Trade Center, which took me on another bridge to get me to the Wells Fargo building. Like, they're all connected. There's a bunch of shops in there. It'd be ill for skating because it's,
right.
Like, it's all circles and shit. Like, you can just kind of get loose in there. Like, but
right.
the security would fucking
would
hem
fucking
you up heavy style.
Yeah,
so.
They would.
But, yeah, the building was pretty ill. I was kind of like, yo, I just need to get lost in here for a day and check this shit out. But by the time I got there, I was too tired to even really walk anymore than what I needed to.
And then cabbed it back.
I did take a cab back. It was the best $10 I've ever spent.
Whoa,
so.
It was $10?
I mean, nah, it was probably like $7, but I was just like, yo,
fuck.
Live. What the fuck? You're going to do it $3.
Live, A-Rab, live.
Yeah.
No, so. I can tell you what you could do with $3.
I mean, I know what I could do with $3 as well, but I had to give him a tip, too. So it would've been like,
you didn't have to.
Well, that's just rude.
Pay his cell phone bill.
Whatever. I was just like, yo, here. Like, you know, just at that point, I just didn't want to walk. I had to walk up the hill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That hill is massive. That shit's like a 45-degree angle. Like, yo, I was on the phone. Like, I had, like, I almost had, like, yeah, I almost had an asthma attack. And I don't even have asthma. But I was like,
wheezing it.
Yeah, dude. Shit, man. What else? I think that's pretty much about it. I started updating the site again with some mixes and video from Canada. So that's djxl.com. GomezWarrenIV.com. He keeps all the fly shit on there as well.
I wouldn't go that far. I've been kind of like weird with the blog shit. It's funny. I feel like
shit's like a full time job, man. Sometimes you just don't feel like doing it. You know what I mean?
I'm bored with myself.
Yeah, I hear you.
But then I found a fucking jewel in the rough, and I probably shouldn't be bigging these dudes up, but they're so fucking horrible that they're dope.
Scary.
Fucking broken side.
I don't know what that is.
You have... Oh, wait. Were you even back yet?
No.
No, you weren't.
I have no
back.
Idea what broken side is.
Don't.
Yo, do me a favor,
I'm
right?
Not even... I think my browser is closed and it might, like, fuck up if I...
Yeah, but don't worry about it.
Yeah,
but, hell the fuck it. I'm going to just go. I'm going to get these dudes a broken side. And the name is just so bad, but is it how many? Is it four white dudes or three white dudes?
Too many. Oh,
I already know it's bad.
No, it's how many?
I think it's four.
Yeah, it's four.
It's not like two dudes and one horse or anything like that, right?
Two chicks, one cup, and a fucking panda bear.
Yeah.
No, hey, while I'm looking for Little Miss, just, you know, finger blasting your BlackBerry, can you describe it?
I'm getting so many emails for... This fucking magic.
That's right, Matt. Yeah, are we fucking with that?
Magic convention? If you want to. I mean, when is it again?
It's like end of the month, ain't it?
31st. It starts on the 31st. Magic pool project. What is it?
Yes, this. I guess it's this Monday.
I mean, honestly, if there's no money, then there's
fuck
no
reason. Why not?
I'm not fucking.
Same. Yeah. We start mumbling and shit. It's like, so we fucking with it?
I don't know.
Get that shit air horn real quick. Just,
I don't really know what to say too much.
Oh, I got a good email from my boss also.
Share?
It was a reminder just asking, myself and the other female employees to be mindful of our low-cut shirts or lack of undergarments.
All girl shirts should be low cut shirts.
I don't even think bitches should wear shirts.
Yeah, what's the point of having those luscious, beautiful?
Wash my car.
That one was nice.
Boobs.
So right now, it looks like it's four. Yeah, it's four of them. It's four of the goofiest white people I have ever fucking seen in my life, and all they do is scream into the fucking mic, and they do really horrible. It's like a cross between Limp Bizkit's worst song ever, and then fuck. I wish I was more prepared.
How did you find that though? Like what were you
doing?
He was in another hole.
I was on Facebook, and my boy Kenny posted this shit. He was like, yo, I was on a plane. You know, he had to be flying Virgin or some shit. And he was like, yo, this shit had me die laughing. So I like to laugh. I clicked on it. And then that's when I fell into the fucking hole. Finding it?
That's just, no, I'm not finding anything. I don't even want to see that shit.
Believe me, you don't.
That was kind of disturbing a little bit, actually.
Insane. But if you guys are interested, go to... Fuck, my glasses are right now. Jesus! Okay, I'm back now. I'm back. Shit. Go to, it's BROKENCYDE. Just Google them. And
Google me, bitch.
Yeah. And it's seriously the best, worst music you've ever heard in your life. Wait, hold on. Before I get this, do it like that. Hold on. See if this works. I'm so ill prepared for this, but you have to.
Yeah.
You're smiling.
If fucking hate white people. They make me embarrassed to be white.
And
you know,
Gomez has way too much time on his hands.
But what's funny? Actually, I don't. But what's funny is
it's terrible.
This is the one that I hadn't heard. So I posted a video, or I think, well, there's one video on my blog of them, which is fucking horrible, but it's dope. And then there's the other video of the two girls that love Gucci Mane. And this is
I saw that. That was actually funny. Yeah, I totally have a threesome with Gucci Mane.
Yo, so here's another
one. White chicks, where are your parents?
Yeah, right? Again, I'm extremely...
Even though, I mean, I am Gucci Mane, so it's like...
Never having daughters.
Yeah, it's too late for me. But I'm extremely ill-prepared for this.
The thing is, your daughters aren't white. They're not going to want to hang with like Gucci Mane. They're going to want to hang with like Jesse McCartney. So you're pretty much...
No, the Jonas Brothers. The fucking...
Even still, I mean, you're still good.
First grade dangers on some fucking Jonas Brothers dick. Like, I hate that shit. Yo, but hold up. Listen to this shit. Hold on. And of course, it's not working. As I said, I should have been more prepared, but...
Nah, that's cool. So we've got what there's editing for.
Yeah, so we got this little fucking... Of course I get the beach ball.
Oh.
The faint air
one. Yeah.
This is the power of the A-Town rap scene and what rap music is doing across the country.
Hey!
Let me show you. So, ladies, tell us about Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane is the shit. All right, the song. Okay, listen.
You like Gucci Mane?
Like the song.
Hey, would you fuck Gucci Mane?
So just in case you didn't hear,
she
still
would
more.
Fuck Gucci Mane. They love chicken, and
not only would she fuck Gucci Mane, but
she'd fuck him hard.
Yep, she'd fuck him hard, and she would also let him hit it raw.
Well, whenever you're ready, you can holler at 267-688.
77793.
Yeah, right.
11.
That's ridiculous. White chicks just fucking it up for everybody.
Kind of, sorta, maybe, not really, but okay.
I think since you showed me that Fabulous video, I think I'm gonna end it with a Fab song.
Oh God,
I just feel like, you know. Keep it in theme. One, it's Fab and Drake. So Drake, because I was up in Canada, and you know,
was Drake on crutches doing this shit?
Nah, Drake was nowhere to be
Drake
found.
Is a
but
Jew.
That's all we heard.
Is
that's
he really?
He
about.
Is. For, like, his mother is legitimately Jewish.
Really?
How yes. the fuck do you guys know this? Is there like a committee that's like when someone pops into the line, like
absolutely.
They're like,
that's the first thing
his
we
mother
look
is
for.
Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing we do. Us.
I so love us. That this does not exist anywhere else in the United States
sort of
except
amazing.
For out here.
There is a mezuzah on my door.
Oh, what?
Exactly.
You said there's a Uzi on your door?
No. That, and it's funny, there's one in here as well. Google me, hit me on the YouTube, see me with my guns.
There's a mezuzah on my door.
That's that was from a couple of years ago. Not that song, but I'd also like to say I didn't smoke weed this show. And to be honest with you,
you feel all right.
I don't think I'm ever gonna do that again.
Oh,
like
nah, it was cool. It was all right.
Nah, I feel boring. Like usually, you know, if I'm on them drugs, I forget about all my pains and my struggles and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, again, we sometimes end the show and it feels like we did, you know, this stale, boring show. And then after I go back and edit it, it rolls. Like,
so you've been
you know,
in like a Twitter hole. You need to go out into the world and speak to people.
I don't want
to
speak to people. What the fuck am I going to talk to them about?
I don't know, but
I can actually go for something to eat right about now.
Yeah, right? So that's what we missed about you.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely.
Yo, look.
I definitely
eat like you compared to them motherfuckers in Canada. They were looking at me like I'm some anorexic fucking faggot. Like, and like, I was like, yo, and they were like, you're not going to finish that? I'm like, yo, I can't eat anymore. They're eating, like eating full plates and looking at me like, I'm like, yo, and you guys look at me like I'm the fucking slob here.
No, not a slob. You just have a tapeworm.
Yo, I wish I had a tapeworm.
Where
anyhow,
can,
I'm kind of hungry right
get
now.
One?
Can who get one?
You can buy them on eBay.
Why do you want a tapeworm?
Oh,
you don't weigh anything.
A tapeworm
that's it.
Right
I'm done.
Why do you think you're fat?
I don't think I'm fat.
All girls think they're fat. All girls. All girls. There's not one girl I've ever met that's like, you know, yeah, man, like I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's eat these shrimp. I hate bitches.
That
doesn't make any sense to me. We can order something. But listen, that doesn't even make any sense.
At 2 o'clock in the morning? It's 20 after 2, kid. There's nothing to order right now.
Fuck you. There's that Mexican lettuce in the refrigerator.
Ben, that's the tapeworm right there.
That's Cesar Chavez.
That's not a tapeworm. That's going to give me the shits. No, it's going to give me baby danger all over your $25,000 alpaca. You know what I'm saying?
Blot that shit.
Yo, blot that shit, kid.
Yo, she fucking... I don't even know what happened.
I think it's the chips. They were going hard on those chips.
I know, but if that were the case, then first grade danger would have caught it, too. She was good.
Nah, man. I mean, that... little baby, you know what I mean? Like she doesn't have the stomach of a first grade human. Her shit is still kind of like fragile. They were going, yo, when I came in, when I walked in, I had my suitcase, my shades was on.
Right.
I looked up, they were like elbow deep in this bag of chips, like just going to work. And like, that's all they were. They were going hard.
That's what they do.
Yo, they're fucking assholes.
And it's like, yo, you know.
The big one is like, let's take the bus. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I've never ridden a bus.
I heard that shit is
an
adventure. You know what I'm saying?
The little one was like, can we take the bus home? I was like, fuck no. We're driving.
Yeah, she was out, though, man. Like, she was cool for a minute. She sat on the couch. And then she fell asleep in the weirdest, awkward position, like drunk.
Yeah, she
you
was
know,
fucked up.
Epileptic. Like, just like...
Epilexis.
IS-250 Lexus.
Wikipedia.
Epilexis. She was out, yo. She was out.
Nah, I walked in, and it was like, yo, where did you... How did you reach the cognac in the... where'd you get this bomb from?
That's awesome.
Yo, she's 2 years old and knee-deep in trouble.
Yeah, man. She's my idol right now. She doesn't have a worry in the world.
Yeah, she does. Fucking bubble guts.
Fuck she does. Well, shit. I wish bubble guts was my fucking worst worry in the world. I'd shit on myself and not have no bills.
Yeah, imagine me for your dad. That's a problem.
Oh, my, true.
Scary.
Damn. Gucci Mane!
All right, where the hell are we going to eat?
I don't know.
Fuck, I hate L.A.
You
for
have
this
to stop
shit.
Talking it's about not food. Just stop talking about it.
No, it's not going to go away. I'm hungry.
It's not L.A., though. It's downtown. Where we're supposed to be living, where we're moving to, that's where places are open right now.
Audible Agent Radio, XL, Gomez Warren, New Jeruz.
Hey!
We are going to finish the show, and I am going to try to find something to eat. Again, big shout to everyone in Canada for holding me down. We're going to do this for you guys. Throw it in a bag. Remix.
Wait, hold on real quick. Big shouts.
Up.
Shut the fuck up. Big shouts to DJ Sam
French. Oh, yeah.
Kissing Man.
Sam French?
Sam.
Cousin.
Yeah, French Kissing Man. He reps for the Hebrews. Million Dollar Strong. Who else? I can't fucking think straight. If you're listening and you know you've done something positive, we thank you. If you've done something to contribute to us and to good, we thank you. If not, then go fuck yourself. You know who you are. Radio Beef. Come find me. Hey! Google me, bitch!
I said if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag. I just throw it in the bag, I just throw it in the bag. I don't know how much it costs, but I know this is bad. Walk up to that register like I ain't know it had a tag. I'm no liar, I don't front. I'ma buy her what she want. Push a queen, supposed to get what she desire, what she want. If my lady like to eat, then I'ma buy a restaurant. Since she's such a boss, she can hire who she want. She can help me blow this pain. She the fire to my blunt. You can try it if you want, but it's gon' cost you. Bags with the G's, jeans with the horseshoe. She could go to work or chill like a boss do. That ain't your
let's hand wash you. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, they lying. I say it ain't tricking if you got her, she mine. You ain't gotta worry about her, she fine. My player calls a pool, you be kind. Nice. If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
We up in Barney's going dumb again. Every time he leave the managers, they come again. Honestly, she's probably old enough to be my mama friend. She just want that feeling back, I'll make her feel young again. If a car decline, you need to check her and run again. They don't give you limits when you keep that money coming in. Yeah, just fold some paper around a magnet. As soon as it approves, you can throw it in the bag. She mature to say the least. And if I get a car, then she make sure to pay the lease. She used to have a husband till she found out that he cheats. And then she filed for divorce and watch her bank account increase. She got a condo with a view, a house with a pool. Her son is 26, but he just went away to school. She always show me pictures of him, tell me that's a baby. I hope that I never meet him, that look crazy. And I've been spending all my lady chips. She got me feeling like my daddy back in 86. Yeah, she say she lucky that she is. No, I'm lucky that you mine, baby, you know what it is.
Y'all know me, all I do is ride around. If we cool, got no need. She got me fine, hugging pretty shoes.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
Y'all know me, all I do is ride around. If we cool, got no need. She got me fine, hugging pretty shoes.
I said if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag. Shorty so nice, I don't mean polite. When I say nice, I mean looking right. And you can't put a price on something looking right. If they ask how much, tell them what it's looking like. Everything I buy fly, it's like I'm booking flights. If I want it, I'ma get it, that should not be taken light. And that's on everything, I got a crazy lady. So money ain't a thing, Jay-Z, J.D. Like Jay-Z's lady, it's beyond saying. Supporting your woman goes beyond paying. Watching me ball is like LeBron playing. I'm in them Louis shoes, you might see Kanye in. They say it ain't trickin' if you got it, they lying. I say it ain't trickin' if you got her, she mine. You n****s ain't gotta worry about her, she fine. My player calls a fool, you decline.
Y'all know me, all I do is ride around. If they cool, got no need, she got me fine.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
Y'all know me, all I do is ride around. If
they
cool, got no need, she got me fine.
I said if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it.